learning, reading, listening, education, books. Do you want to learn more? Do you want to keep learning? What are the best books to learn from? How much time should you invest in learning? How much money should you invest in your learning? And there are books on every single topic on the planet, and they've been written by all kinds of people. So how do you know what's the best way for you to learn? Well, find out, because what you don't know will hurt you. And that's the number one thing I've been taught, luckily, and I learned that if I don't know it, it could be a challenge for me. If I don't know that I can go out and have a career that I love, if I don't know the best, easiest, safest way to get healthy, fit and strong, if I don't know the healthiest, best way to eat, if I don't know how to communicate, if I don't know how to be a great salesperson, if I don't know how to be in great relationships, if I don't know how to attract a great career path or a great business into my life, that could hurt me. I'll end up with a boring, horrible life. So the first tip about education, about learning, about books, is that what you don't know can hurt you. The books that you don't read cannot educate you. The courses that you don't take can't teach you. So the more you can learn, the better. So learn as much as you possibly can. And if anybody ever says to me, how did you do it, Rowie? How did you become successful? Or how come you're so happy? Or how come you're healthy, fit and strong? Or how come you're in such great relationships? Or how come you just seem like a genuinely happy person? My answer is always the non-negotiable standards. And obviously for me, number one is exercise every day, because it makes you feel amazing, keeps you healthy, fit and strong. But number two is invest at least, and this is the bare ass minimum, 5% of your time every single day, which is in 24 hours, we've all got exactly the same, which is 1 hour and 12 minutes. And invest at least 5% of your pre-tax earnings, your career earnings, on your education. That's the bare ass minimum. So of course you can do more than that. But imagine what would happen if every single day of your life, 7 days a week, 365 days of the year, you invested at least 1 hour and 12 minutes into your education on learning more stuff about what you want to know about, what's important to you. And imagine if it, and remember, it's not an amount, it's a percentage. So the more you get paid, the more you invest on your education. Imagine what would happen to your life. The next thing I've learned about learning the really hard way, the tough way, and it really kicked my backside, was if I say I know it already or I've heard it before, my ability to learn is now stopped. So I've learned to say I don't know that, or I want to learn more, or how can I learn more? And obviously, if you sound like somebody who knows everything already, people are going to stop teaching you. They won't want to invest time in teaching you anything. And you also come across as being arrogant. So people not only don't want to educate or teach arrogant people, they actually don't want to spend any time with them. They wouldn't waste time on somebody who knows everything already. So I always joke about this. I play the dumb blonde all the time, because if people think I don't know, then they like to teach me and then I learn lots of stuff. And even if I think I know it already, I now understand that there could be a better, faster, easier way to do that particular thing, and there could be a better, faster, easier way to explain it to other people. So rather than being arrogant, always be open to learning. Then the third thing I've learnt, again, the hard way about education, about reading, about books, about conferences, workshops, seminars, is how about learn from people that have done it or are doing it? There are lots of books and conferences and seminars and workshops, people talking about, writing about, sharing information and opinions about what they haven't done. They've never been a business owner, but they're talking about running a business. They've never played a sport, but they talk about the sport. They've never been a fitness professional, but they talk about how you can't be one. Read books about people that have done it. There are too many books and too many workshops and seminars about people who talk about what they're gonna do or what they haven't done. And there's this very funny expression, if you can't do it, then go teach it. So be careful of those people. There are so many great books, autobiography or authorized biographies, written about people who are successful, great leaders, elite athletes, sporting coaches, business people, movie and music legends, people who have really done something with their life that they're passionate about, and they've written it in a book and they tell you how to do it. You know what? People don't read the book. You can get books for free. Libraries are for free. Even if you invest $40 in a book, but you got one great idea that turned you into a multimillionaire, I can't even imagine what that return on investment is, $40 for multimillionaire. So get learning, get educated. Invest as much time as you possibly can into your education, but what if you invested just a mere 5% of your time every day? I wonder what would happen to your brain and your ability to grow and learn and do more and become more and feel better and be fitter, healthier and stronger and have a better life. I wonder.